So, have you ever felt like maybe it's just too late, for learning English?
Oh, absolutely. That feeling that the ship sailed, right? That you missed your chance somehow.
Exactly. Like there was some kind of magic window back when you were a kid, and now it's just, well, way harder. If that sounds familiar to you listening, you're definitely not alone.
Definitely not. And that's precisely what we're going to tackle today. We're doing a deep dive into this whole idea of a critical period for language learning.
Especially for adults learning English.
Right. We've looked into strategies for adult learners and also checked out that NPR shortwave piece discussing this critical period thing.
Yeah, that was interesting. So our mission today is pretty simple, really. We want to pull out the key insights that honestly show learning English well as an adult is totally doable. It's not some impossible dream.
Let's debunk that too late feeling.
Okay, so first up, this critical period hypothesis, what exactly is that?
Well, the basic idea, the theory, is that there's this optimal window, mostly when you're really young, like early childhood, when your brain is supposedly just wired perfectly to soak up language, especially things like getting a native-like accent. The idea is that gets much harder later on.
Okay, so it sounds pretty definitive.
It used to be presented that way, yeah.
Yeah.
But as Emily Kwong and the linguist Sarah Frances Phillips talked about on Shortwave, it's not quite that black and white anymore. The research is more nuanced.
Right. So while kids might pick up accents more easily, maybe it's not the whole picture.
Exactly. And adults, you know, we actually have our own set of advantages that often get kind of overlooked in this whole discussion.
Okay, I like the sound of that. Advantages. What are we talking about here?
Well, think about motivation for starters. Adults learning English, they often have really strong, clear reasons.
Yeah, like needing it for work or wanting to connect with family or maybe travel.
Precisely. And that specific purpose, that why, it fuels a kind of commitment, a dedication that's frankly quite different from just learning a language in school because you have to.
That makes total sense. It's learning with real intention. Okay, what else? You mentioned experience.
Yeah, life experience, it's huge. Adults can actually connect new English words or grammar concepts to things they already understand about the world.
How so?
Well, say you already understand the concept of, I don't know, negotiation in your own language. You get the dynamic, the back and forth.
Yeah.
Learning the English words for it isn't starting from scratch conceptually. You're basically mapping new labels onto existing knowledge. It can really speed things up.
Ah, okay. So you got this mental framework already built. That's actually pretty powerful when you think about it.
Definitely. And another thing is learning strategies.
How we actually learn.
Yeah. Adults are generally better at figuring out how they learn best. You can consciously choose methods. Maybe structured courses work for you, or maybe language apps, or maybe you just want to focus on reading first.
Right, you can tailor it.
Exactly. It's a much more self-directed, potentially efficient way to learn compared to, you know, a one-size-fits-all classroom approach sometimes used with kids.
Okay, so we've got motivation, tapping into life experience, and
Yeah.
being more strategic about how we learn. These are solid advantages. So how can adult learners really put these into practice? What are some like concrete steps?
Right. Well, first off, setting realistic goals is super important, not just this vague, I want to be fluent.
More specific.
Yeah, like I want to be able to handle a basic phone call in English, or I want to understand news headlines. Something achievable that you can track, it keeps you motivated.
Okay, good one. What else?
Consistency. Regular engagement is key. Even if it's just, say, 15, 20 minutes a day, it's much better than trying to cram for hours once a week. It helps reinforce things.
Little and often. Makes sense. And resources.
Oh, yeah, use everything. There are so many tools now, apps like Duolingo or Babbel, online courses, YouTube channels, language exchange websites, local conversation groups. Use a mix.
Find what clicks for you. And then there's the big one for many people, speaking.
Ah, yes, the speaking hurdle. It can feel intimidating for sure.
But you got to do it, Rick.
You really do. It's crucial for improving fluency and even understanding. You need to actually use the language, find native speakers, other learners, anyone to practice with.
And not worry too much about mistakes.
Please don't embrace the mistakes. Seriously. Think of them as data points. They show you what you need to work on. They're not failures, they're stepping stones. It's a mindset shift.
That's a great way to put it. And it's good to see examples of, like you mentioned, Leipzig English, places that actually get this. They build courses specifically for adults, considering your different levels and goals.
Exactly. It shows there's a real understanding now that adult language learning works, provided the approach leverages these adult strengths.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, if you've been listening and you've ever felt that doubt that maybe it's too late for me feeling about English, hopefully this deep dive has shown you that the whole critical period idea isn't the final word, not by long shot.
You really do have powerful tools as an adult learner.
Yeah.
That motivation, your life experience, your ability to choose how you learn, these are real assets.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So focus on setting those clear goals. Practice consistently, use the resources out there, don't be afraid to speak mistakes and all. You really can make solid progress.
It's definitely a journey, but a rewarding one. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. What's your biggest personal reason for wanting to improve your English?
Ooh, good question.
And knowing the strengths you already have as an adult learner, what's maybe one small concrete step you could take, maybe even today, to get just a little bit closer to that goal?